You get used to it. You know, we understand that there's going to be times where we need to extend some plays, and that's the way Aaron likes to play. I think the more experience you have with it, the easier it becomes. I mean, it wears on you a little bit, you know, physically, but we understand that's how we get rewarded. When we extend the plays, you usually see, you know, Aaron make some big plays down the field with the receivers. So it's part of our mindset. Just go out, do our job, and you know, give him however many seconds he needs to make a play.
Even in practice, do you maintain blocks that long?
Yeah. It's something we train. We train every day. You know, make sure that, you know, you have to be well conditioned to block like that throughout the game. So yeah, it's something we work on in practice.
A scramble drill?
I mean, Aaron practices the way he plays. You know, even out there today, there's a couple plays where, you know, he's running around back there trying to find a guy open, and it's great training for us because that's what he does on game day, and it's good for us to, you know, get used to.
TJ, for a guy like you who's had a number of injuries to deal with this year, is that kind of an extra difficult task to ask of you to keep moving around and trying to find different guys to block and every play like that?
No, I feel fine. I mean, I've obviously went through a lot of stuff there, you know, middle of the season, but it's playoff football now. It's a different type of adrenaline, and I think, you know, a lot of guys rely on that to cover up and mask some of the, you know, injuries that guys play with, because everybody at this point is going through some things. So, you know, I'm no different in that aspect. Yeah.
TJ, is this front just do as much twisting, stunning as you'll see, and just the complications it causes for you guys?
Yeah, no doubt. That's the thing that really jumps out on the film is they're never staying in one place. They're always moving, whether it's a pressure, whether it's you know, three-man, four-man stunt up front. They do a great job of it. It's something that it really plays to their strengths. So, yeah, it's something that we've been working hard on this week is, you know, just anticipating that movement, making sure that we're all communicating, all on the same page. And it definitely presents a challenge. So we're going to have to make sure that that's going to be our biggest key up front, is making sure that we're not allowing them to, you know, gain any free access into the backfield, making sure we're passing up the stunts and, you know, staying assignment sound there.
Dallas is great in time of possession, and part of that isn't just their offense, it's the defense, their run defense. How important is it to be able to establish a run game, even if it's just a little bit, to take that pressure off the other side of it?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think, you know, coming in Monday and talking about keys to the game is we're going to have to be able to run the ball effectively, not only to, you know, limit their opportunities on offense, but just, you know, their defense, they thrive when you're one-dimensional, when you're forced to pass the ball to play catch-up. And so that's something we talked about, getting off to a fast start and, you know, running the ball effectively and making sure that we're converting on our opportunities, because you look at the film and their offense does a great job controlling the ball and scoring points, and really puts pressure on the other team to max out every time they get a possession on offense. So it's definitely going to be a big key for us.
Does that put more pressure on you to get touchdowns, not field goals? You had three early field goals the first time around, and it was kind of out of hand.
Yeah, I don't think it puts pressure on you, but it's, you know, it's we got to execute, especially you know, this point of the playoffs. I mean, the competition is extremely high, and something we can't afford to be, you know, kicking field goals every red zone trip with how dangerous their offense is, how explosive they are. We gotta you know, expect to go score some touchdowns and just you know, keep the momentum on our side, because when you kick those field goals, yeah, it's nice to get points, but at the same time, hurts your momentum a little bit, knowing that you know, would be a lot different getting six.
I know you're healthier now, but as a teammate, with you and some of the linemen, where are your bodies at? Because you had such an early bye week, and they're just coming off a bye week right now.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's, you know, everybody's feeling a little worn down and tired, but, you know, it's everybody. It's not just, you know, us linemen. It's not just our team. I'm sure every other team at this point is, you know, it's been a long season. They're feeling some soreness, but coach has done a great job adjusting the schedule for us this year. Wednesdays we come in a little bit later, get a lot more time in the mornings to, you know, recover, get the bodies back a little bit, and adjust to practice too. So I think coach does a great job of making sure that we're fresh as we can be come game day.
TJ, kind of a two-part question, but when Rodgers scrambles, How long does it feel to you guys as you keep blocking, and then what's your reaction when you look up and see that, well, that was worth it, it completes the pass?
Well, that's the reward, I guess, when you block for that long. You start getting tired after 6-7 seconds. You just got to keep pushing yourself to stay in front of the guy, no matter what it takes. I think the more reps you get at it, you kind of understand, you read the defense. You can read the defensive lineman's body language a little bit, follow his eyes to kind of get a feel for where Aaron's moving back there. But that's the reward, man. It makes it worth it when you're converting, you're scoring touchdowns in the red zone. That's ultimately what the goal is.
What is that 6 or 7 seconds really?
Yeah, feels like about a minute, to be honest with you. But, I think that, late in drives like that, especially when you get in the red zone and you extend some plays, I mean, that defense is tired too. So that's, I think that's kind of our saving grace too, is, I can be a little tired at that point, but the guy across from me is a lot more tired than I am. So you just do anything possible to just lay it out there and extend the play. And obviously a lot of good things have been happening for us in the red zone.
TJ, you talked about the personal adrenaline. How much can you draw on that last game of the weekend? Everybody will be watching. Stakes are so high. All of you have been through. How do you channel all that when you actually go out into the man-on-man matchup?
I mean, it's pretty easy to kind of tune out the crowd. And, I mean, I don't think anybody gets affected with the magnitude of the game anymore. We just understand that. It's win or go home. Really has been the last 7 games for us. So it's just something that, the intensity's picked up. The focus is it's got to be laser sharp, and it's something that, it's nothing new to us. I think we've had a lot of guys in this room that have been playing these type of football games, this past month or two, and a lot of vets that have been in this, these big games as well. So, the urgency definitely picks up, but you understand that, we're here for a reason. We've shown that we can battle through adversity. We know there's going to be adverse moments in the game, but we just got to stick with it and stay focused on our job.
Do you like playing in this team more of that business than anywhere you've been playing? With hard practice and stuff, is it all business?
Yeah. Yeah, I think. No, it's we still have fun. Don't get me wrong, but the focus this week, I think the thing that stood out to me today and yesterday was the focus, the attention to detail, and the energy. I mean, it was just you could feel it going out there, practice, guys flying around, guys talking, everybody's just ready to go, and we definitely have a good mindset right now, no doubt.